China's property woes start to ripple. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service, and I'm Vishala Srivathsa in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. Cracks are somewhat deepening in China's construction sector. A Shenzhen-based developer of luxury apartments missed $315 million in payments to lenders this week, sparking fears that financial strains in the country's vast property sector are spreading beyond the troubled Evergrande conglomerate. Fantasia Holdings missed a bond repayment and is now assessing its financial position. Earlier, I got an update from the BBC's Andrew Wood in Hong Kong.
Fantasia Holdings is one of them, for example. It was due to repay $108 million of loans on October the 4th. It hasn't done that. This is affecting other companies in the property space as well, in the Country Garden Services. Its shares in Hong Kong are down 4% after Fantasia failed to make that payment. Over the past 6 months, we've seen a lot of downgrades from credit rating agencies for property companies in the sector. Companies, say, which aren't really household names around the world. Ronshine, for example, is one of those companies who's been downgraded in recent months.
Yeah, is there any sign that the Chinese government might intervene at all?
It's going to be difficult for Beijing because over the past few years, Xi Jinping and other people in Beijing have made it fairly clear that they don't like the idea of big companies trying to get even bigger, expanding unsustainably by borrowing money. At the same time, there is this too big to fail issue here. Evergrande is, I think it basically accounts for like a couple of percent. It's of GDP. That's its debts and its other liabilities. The knock-on effect, if it does go bust in an uncontrolled and undisciplined manner, could be pretty bad. Lots of subcontractors who are going to be affected, companies that supply paint or curtains or all sorts of other things. And as we're seeing now that these other property companies are getting into trouble too, that could be a big blow to China and Beijing's idea of how the economy should develop.
The BBC's Andrew Wood in Hong Kong. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And let's check in with markets now. US crude has hit its highest levels since 2014 this morning, extending its recent rally amid tight supplies, rising demand and the rocketing gas price. Amidst tightening rules on college admissions processes in the US, lawmakers here in England are turning their attention to so-called essay mills. There are more than 1,000 operating here, offering essay writing services to students for a fee. Now, that practice is set to become a criminal offence, as the BBC's Aruna Iyengar reports now.
Services providing essays for money, known as essay mills, are already illegal in some countries. More than 1,000 such businesses are thought to operate in England. The Department for Education says they undermine the integrity of higher education and prey on vulnerable students. Making it a criminal offence to provide, arrange or advertise essay writing services is one of a number of measures being included in the Skills and Post-16 Education Bill, which is currently going through Parliament. The draft legislation will also change careers guidance to place greater stress on apprenticeships and traineeships.
That was the BBC's Aruna Iyengar. So we're going to take you to the bustle of Marrakesh now. Its beautiful mosques, busy souks and breathtaking scenery made it Africa's most popular tourist city pre-pandemic. Well, Morocco lost $7 billion in tourism revenue last year, but now it's finding new ways to draw tourists back in, as the BBC's Nora Fakim reports.
21-year-old Yunus, who sells Moroccan clothes in the Old City, says he had to think of another strategy due to the lack of foreign buyers.
When the coronavirus hit Morocco, hardly any foreign tourists came. These markets have always relied on them. So now we've had to adapt and sell our clothes online and rely on Moroccan buyers.
Tourism is the second largest foreign exchange earner in Morocco after the phosphate industry. And as the gateway to Africa, right on the doorstep of Europe, it's always been an attractive destination for tourists who want to enjoy the hustle and bustle of the old city or appreciate a bit of luxury. Fortunately, those tourists are slowly coming back.
Salam! Ahlan! Hi, Nora! good. Welcome.
Suad, who works in this Riyadh, says despite foreign tourists slowly coming back, her business survived thanks to locals.
C'est un mal pour un bien.
We turned a bad situation around. We had neglected local tourism, but discovered if we catered for them, we would no longer be so dependent on foreign tourists.
And that's a shift many others in the tourism industry have had to make, whether it's in the Medina or more upmarket places like the Salman Hotel, where celebrities like Zinedine Zidane and Madonna have enjoyed the hospitality. The hotel's general manager is Kamil Enadifi.
You know, locals used to go abroad a lot, so they stayed in Morocco and they came here summertime and during the holidays, weekends. So we are not making the same revenue occupancy, but we try to save the cost.
The government also has to balance bringing in the tourists with keeping everyone safe from COVID. Social distancing and wearing masks in public spaces will continue, but Morocco will be hoping that despite those restrictions, the culture, history and beauty of this country will make it a top tourist destination once again.
Nora Fakim there. And before we go, in Paris Fashion Week, Homer Simpson has made his debut on the catwalk thanks to Balenciaga. He was projected on screens at the start of a show. In London, I'm Vishala Sripathma with a Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.